Look at 1 John 5:10. He that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. He that believeth not God hath made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave of his Son. So what is the record that God is giving of his Son? What does record mean? It means the witness, right? He's giving a record that Jesus Christ came, he died for us, was buried, rose again the third day, and if we believe on him, he'll give us everlasting life. If we choose not to believe that, God automatically takes that as, you're calling me a liar. Verse 11, and this is the record that God hath given to us, eternal life, and this life is in his Son. Now here's the thing. One thing we have to understand, that in order for someone to get saved, they have to believe that salvation is a gift. A gift, right? They obviously have to believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. So you have to believe that it's a gift. You have to believe that Jesus Christ is the eternal Son of God, without sin, but still the Son of God, distinct from the Father, amen? But you also have to believe that it's eternal, that it can never be lost. Now, why is that? Well, it's kind of stupid to believe, to say that we believe in everlasting life or eternal life, but that we believe we can lose it. Because at that point, then you need to switch the first part of that phrase and just call it temporal life. Right? It's no longer eternal. Eternal means it never ends, but all of a sudden it ends because you did something. And here's the thing that people like to say. Well, yeah, I believe it's everlasting, and God will never take away your salvation, but you can give it up. Who in their right mind? I don't want this anymore. That's such a stupid illustration. Stupid saying, yeah, but we can't lose it, but you can give it back. What? That is so foolish and garbage. You know, this philosophy that says, it's just semantics is what it is. What they're trying to say, well, God can't take it away from me. He won't, but you can definitely give it up, you know. And you know where that stems from? That stems from this denominational Christianity that uses unbiblical phrases about salvation, such as surrender my life. You know, oh, so how did you get saved? Well, I gave my life to God. What does that mean? What does that mean, you gave your life to? Are you a monk? Like, what does that even mean? Because you won't find that in the Bible. I surrendered my life. I gave my life. And look, as Christians, I believe we should surrender it daily. Amen. We die daily. Take up our cross and follow him. But that's another sermon for another day. Because right now we're talking about getting saved. Okay. You know, they'll say, I surrendered my life. I gave my life to Christ. And they'll relate that to their salvation. Okay. That is not how you get saved. Because here's the thing. In order to die daily, you have to keep God's commandments. Right? In order to surrender to God, you got to keep God's commandments. Right? You got to do things that are pleasing unto him. Abstain from doing that which is not pleasing to them. And at that point, guess what it becomes? Works.